Live from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the Sports Widow Show with the Sports Widow, Molly Erdman.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Breaking news, if you haven't heard, go ahead, break it, Mall. We're not really breaking it. We're just repeating it.
The repeating news, yeah. The Baseball Hall of Fame inductees were just announced.
How many are there, Mall?
Three.
Who are they, Mall?
Tim Raines.
Rookie card. Right there. Rookie card. Go ahead. That just went up a dollar.
A dollar?
Go on, next.
I've already forgotten one of them.
You used to watch him.
No. That one I remember. I was saving him for last.
Also in the same state.
Oh, really? Was he an Astro?
Yes.
Hmm. Bagwell.
Yes. First name?
Jeff.
Yes.
Always a good guess.
All right.
Baseball.
Very
or Steve.
Good.
And Yvonne Pudge Rodriguez.
Pudge Rodriguez.
Who I actually saw play.
Oh, I thought you were going to say shared a nickname with. In high school.
Yeah. Yeah. The time where girls love being called Pudge. Jeez. In high school, just when you were
there are fractures.
Formative years.
There are fractures. 3 days into doing this every day, there are fractures developing. Last night, you were like, "I don't think people just want to watch us arguing."
That was this morning.
Fractures. All right. So Pudge Rodriguez,
yeah,
Jeff Bagwell, and Tim Raines.
I am positive I saw one of his first games.
I'm sure,
because in what year was it? Let's say 90-ish.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, which was much more recently, but, yeah. No, in like 89 to 92 ish, my dad and stepmom had, weekend season tickets for the Texas Rangers.
Awesome.
So we saw him.
Those are the opposite, kind of season tickets of what I would want, and what we had at one point for Dodgers tickets. We had very few weekend games.
Yeah. But. You know.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. I mean, that because families and stuff are there on the weekends.
Yeah.
I now want to avoid families and stuff. Actually, I'd bring Sophia to a game. Valerie, too young.
Oh yeah, that's too long.
This is a horrible story. We saw. I gotta tell it. I gotta tell it.
Can you tell the ending first?
The ending of the story?
Oh yeah. Start it like everything's fine.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good way to start.
Yeah.
Everything turned out fine. But we were at a Dodger game at batting practice, and we saw a little kid get hit in the head by a foul ball and just get knocked out.
Like a, yeah.
And carried up the thing. And then, you know, the next day we were curious. We looked in the news. It was all fine.
Actually,
he did have a fractured skull.
Throughout the game, I checked my phone to see. She had a fractured skull, but she was fine.
But it was horrific to watch.
Oh, God, it was awful.
I once saw.
Thanks, Diane. Diane says I look beautiful.
Oh, she also says she kind of likes the arguments. So we each get one there. That's perfect for us. Thank you.
I was all. I think about that.
Awful.
I thought about that so much after that, and it was before we had Valerie.
I had Sophia.
So you had. And now, especially when Valerie turned two, which is how old that girl was.
Yes.
Ugh.
Sickening.
I can't even.
Sickening. One, I wrecked my car when I was in college. I'll get to what this is. This is something I saw also. Also ends fine. Although when I wrecked my car, the other dude had to go out in an ambulance.
Oh, God.
Yeah, somebody waved me across. A big, big nightmare. Anyway, that day I had to work delivering pizzas. And I called work. And I was.
This Hello, is this work?
Right. It was Wally's in Albany. I delivered pizzas for them. And I called. I'm like, look, I crushed my car. It's done. It's done. I can't come into work. He's like, come into work. We got a car for you. It was so I'm shell shocked from getting in a car crash, right? Like, it was horrific. Very jarring. I go to work. He gives me the worst car I've ever driven in my life. Like, you know, it wasn't a stick, but it was like a stick. I'm driving that car. I make my first delivery. As I'm driving, I look in my rearview mirror and I see a little kid go across the street on his bike, and a car stops short, bumps him, does not run him over or anything horrific, but bumps the kid, knocks him off the bike. I stop, you know, And that in combination, I drove right back to work. I think I still had the pizza. I drove back to work. I was like, I quit the job because I have no car. So there's not like no risk here. And that was it. I was out.
Now, when you said the car wasn't a stick but was like a stick,
it was
you
like
mean
grinding. Like you're driving and it's like the gears are grinding.
Were you trying to use the thing as a gear shift and just switching from drive to park to reverse?
Failing automatic transmission.
Got it. Okay.
So, so I'd put those things on par. Awful.
So I have some questions about the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Great, because this is sports news that you have some interest in.
It is.
Phew.
I don't know if it's like this for all the halls of fame.
Rookie card.
But I find this procedure odd.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like this for other sports?
The procedure?
Yeah.
Well, there's a voting and it's different things that vote.
Okay. So let me tell you what I understand.
Great.
And you can fill in the blanks or correct me.
Wonderful. This works again out. Well,
so there's
for
a group of sports writers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that basically
the Baseball
it?
Writers of America?
Okay. And they all
get a ballot.
They get a ballot. And I'll ask how many people can they?
10.
Okay.
Now, 0 to 10.
Here are some things that I find very mean about that.
Go on.
So if you don't get 5% of the vote, you can never be on the ballot again.
Not on that ballot again. Jorge Posada, Yankee great, failed to get the 5%.
But so he had 4 point something.
He had 3.8.
Oh.
He will no longer be on the ballot. Next year, he will not be on the ballot. So first-year players all come on the ballot, and, you know, only a few of them got big numbers. Guerrero got in, and Pudge.
Yeah, that was his first.
Guerrero didn't get in. Pudge Rodriguez got in,
yeah.
and Vladimir Guerrero almost got in. And Jorge Posada had 3.8%, so he won't be on the ballot. He could get in years from now from something called the Veterans Committee.
Oh, here we go.
And that is like a special committee that looks for overlooked players who, you know, may not have been appreciated in their era. There were a bunch of – I was, you know, obviously was in the news, so there were different ways that you can get into the Hall of Fame. The Baseball Writers is the main way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hardest Hall of Fame to get into for any of the sports.
Ugh.
This is the 3 years in a row they've had more than one person in, or 4 years in a row they've had that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time that's happened in its history. Only four people got in the first class, or maybe three to five. Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, maybe Walter Johnson, Christy Mathewson, I'm going to guess.
Okay, so this is a big question then. So,
somebody look that up for me, huh?
So how many people can get in each time?
Up to 10.
Oh.
You have to get 75%. You have to appear on 75% of the ballots that are turned in.
Okay.
Now, if you don't turn one in, that's an abstention.
Uh-huh.
But one guy this year turned in a blank ballot in order to abstain.
Uh-huh.
But that just counts as a blank ballot. So that makes it harder for everybody to get in. He wanted to abstain and he screwed it up. Also, they purged about 120 no longer active sports writers from their voting.
Got it.
Last year. So that took out people who are not in the game anymore, who
right.
are generally harsher to the steroids people and generally just harsher in general, harder to get in on those ballots.
Yeah.
These are the people who like Ken Griffey Jr. They don't vote for him because it's like nobody gets a 100% of the votes.
Mm.
That's, you know, that's, I think no one has ever gotten 100% of the votes. Maybe Tom Seaver has the highest and maybe somebody beat him last year, like Biggio or something ridiculous or something weird. I don't know. Or like a pitcher.
Ah, all right.
I'm not up on stuff like that. But that was a big sports thing for today. Have you ever been to a Hall of Fame?
No.
I've been to three of the Hall of Fame.
All right.
The four.
I feel like you set me up for that question just to brag about yourself.
Maybe just the bragging comes easy. Maybe I don't need to set anybody up for the bragging.
The bragging definitely comes easy. No. But let me guess which Halls of Fame you've been to.
Great.
Baseball.
Yes.
Pizza delivery.
No, though I could be in that one. My career was brief.
Basketball.
Yes.
Football.
Right.
All right.
I haven't been to the hockey one, which I understand is the best in some ways. That's a great Hall of Fame from what I've heard. It's in Toronto, I think. And they do it upright. For the most part, the basketball and football Hall of Fames, I think, have been redone since I was last there.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Football Hall of Fame. I've maybe told the story many times before. The weekend of 9/11.
I got to go.
The weekend of 9/11, I had a gig. I was supposed to fly to Columbus, Ohio on that day. I decided to drive that day. Sharna Halpern put me on a gig. I'm driving there. Obviously, I'm listening to the radio. I call. I'm like, I don't think this gig's happening, Sharna. She's like, what do you mean it's not happening? I said, turn on your TV. She's like, okay, turn back. Turn back. They reschedule it for the next week. So September 18th or whatever it is of that year.
Good.
I go to Columbus to do this gig, which is for some blackberry liqueur. I'm like hosting something for salespeople or some shit. I get to the hotel. They've canceled it, and they did not reschedule it. But nobody told me. So I drove out to Columbus from Chicago 5 hours to a gig that wasn't there.
Wow.
If you've ever worked for IO, you know what I mean.
And you lose an hour in that drive.
Oh, yeah. So here I am, and I'm like, I'm looking on a map at this time. This is a map.
Hashtag map.
I'm only like 2 hours, I think, from Canton. So I'm like, I'm going to go to the Football Hall of Fame. So I drive to Canton. I get a hotel there. I ended up getting paid for the gig. So I stayed there overnight, and then the next morning I went to the Hall of Fame first thing, and I went through it, and it was okay. But here's my disappointment with the Football Hall of Fame, and I hope they've remedied this. This is years ago. And maybe like after 9/11, there was like a horde of people who started hoarding football equipment. But I went into their store, the Hall of Fame shop.
We know what a store is.
Right?
Yeah.
There is nothing in there. There was one jersey for each team and like a $25 replica jersey. Now, if I'm ever going to off the cuff buy a $180 official NFL jersey for like Lance Allworth or some AFL player who's in the Hall of Fame, that's when I would do it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because you're all charged up. You've been
in
the Hall of Fame.
You're like, this is an amazing thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The sport is great. You've just had all this propaganda hit you. Exit through the gift shop and you could drop $200 easy.
That happens to me a lot where like you go on a beach vacation and you're like, you know what? I'm going to decorate our house with shells.
That's...
No, it is the same thing. You get more charged up about your environment in that.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
I'm not offering to put up Charger shit everywhere, but you
get caught up in it, yeah. and it's true.
You know, it's like I like Scrimshaw now.
Because
Right.
You get home with the shells and you never put them up, luckily.
Yeah.
And you get home with a jersey and
we have a vase full of rocks
right.
that we found by the ocean.
At the beach. Some of them are cool. Or it looks cool in a vase. That's the most appropriate use for them.
Yeah.
Why don't you bring them down and show everybody now?
There's no need.
Bring them down and show everybody. This is a new element we're introducing into the thing
show
where I make you do stuff. Yeah, show and tell, we'll call it. The point is, they made a big mistake in not getting a lot of money from me and many other consumers, and I filled out a complaint card. These are the rocks from beaches, mostly from probably like Malibu Beach or something.
Yeah, yep.
There we go. So that's a nice use of that. This is a little handy housekeeping or house decorating thing.
Yeah.
Little tip from Molly. Molly has a website called Catalog Living.
Oh, yes, that's real. I thought you were going to say that I have some like
rock
collecting.
Molly does the rock balancing, like that guy who can balance anything, but she just balances them in the vase.
Mm-hmm.
So they're balanced, but anyway.
And I say vase.
Yeah.
So that's that.
So the point is, yeah.
The rock vase will have its own
and
segment
And the Football Hall of Fame, I'll be hosting with it one day soon, I'm sure. The Football Hall of Fame did not have a good gift shop. That was my negative for them. Okay. Baseball Hall of Fame, I want to go back to.
That's the only one I would want to
go
to.
It's got, you know, the best history and everything. It's near, kind of, within like 3 hours of where my parents live. So you could fold it into a trip home. And it's been years since I've been there, yeah, and I think it'd be pretty cool to go there.
So I'd go to others, but...
The Springfield one in the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
And that's not far either.
Right.
We could do a Hall
Central
of Fame
Mass.
Tour. And then, again, Toronto, where we've been, but we didn't go to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Those are the four big ones, and then there's, you know, other kinds of Hall of Fame
I
everywhere.
Assume with this show, at some point, we will be paid to attend...
A Hall of Fame ceremony?
Of all of the Halls of Fame.
Well, down the line, that's what we're looking for. I didn't want to get to that right away.
No,
people have asked me what the end game of all this is. Probably network contracts.
Yeah.
Any network.
Yeah.
I mean, like a web network.
Like LinkedIn.
Caps. Yes.
Yeah.
A network. Any attachment of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. a spider web. We could be caught in that. Any network.
Your Wi-Fi.
Network of lies.
Can you just give us the password to your Wi-Fi? Yes. That would be a network we use.
Yeah, but yeah, down the line we'll be, you know, going to these things and broadcasting from them on somebody else's dime.
Yep.
Maybe it's that BlackBerry liqueur, if it's still around, whatever that was. We're all about sponsorship.
Yep.
In fact, each day of the week, we'll do a free sponsorship for a while.
I assume you mentioned Wally's Pizza in Albany. That story, that's
that place is still around.
So go to Wally's Pizza in Albany and tell them Joe quit there.
There you go. A lot of guys named Joe probably quit there. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that'll be today's sponsor. We've done other ones in the past accidentally, and that one was an accident as well.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the Baseball Hall of Fame. That's a good amount of sports news. Yep. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
Well, Joe, I had a massage today.
That's kind of a sports type thing.
Yeah.
Athletes get massages.
Yeah. And
for free. One of the best perks, don't you think?
Yeah. And I'll say my massage
was
for free because my mom got me some gift certificates to this place that I like.
And you needed to treat yourself.
Yeah. It was not great. Mm. And there are a lot of reasons why. I typically like very aggressive massages, like hard, a lot of pressure because I have a lot of weird neck and shoulder things.
And yet you rebuke much of my affection, which is very, very violent and
aggressive. Yeah, so just why don't you massage me instead of that? Anyway.
Interesting.
But recently, I think just there's been a lot of stress in the world, and
I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
and I've noticed in the past couple of times I've gone, I try to go every couple of months or so, that I wanted just something more relaxing. Like I still want to get out the knots and everything if I can, but not as aggressive. Like I want a massage.
Not my, as aggressive.
Nice. That's the name of my massage place. That's a pre. Plug for it doesn't exist yet, but it is now.
We're gonna throw stuff out there.
So as soon as I got there, I made the appointment this morning and I didn't specify. The only thing I specified was not this one guy, only because he's like brutal. Like, if I really like, I need a I left there feeling like I'd been in a fight.
Ooh. You don't want to leave a massage feeling that way,
but I mean, it was
you
good.
Want to go to a massage it was, feeling that way,
it was good. At the time, but it's definitely, so I said, not him, don't care.
Yes.
And as soon as the woman greeted me, I was like, oh, shoot. Because I had her a couple of times ago. And really the only issue that I had with her then, she was a little more aggressive. And I was like, I can deal with that. But she had, the time before and this time, she had really bad breath. And she does a lot of the like.
Ooh.
Like, and once you're turned,
that's bad without bad breath.
It's there's no need to do that. Cause once you're on your back, if you've ever had a massage, once you're on your back, like, and they'll like work your neck, they're breathing onto you anyway. So you don't need the excessive force. Another really big issue is that,
she's one of our subscribers.
That's fine. She needs to know
is
that she did a lot of stuff in my scalp, which I also like, rubbing my
nitpicking?
Scalp.
Oh.
Yeah. She's like, I'm hungry and like a chimp started just eating things out of my hair. She would like rub my scalp, but when she like, those of you listening can't see this. So I'll try
imagine
to describe
a scalp, Molly's scalp.
But no. If I'm going to rub my scalp,
rubbing her scalp now.
I'm going to remove my fingers like this.
Holding her fingers away from her scalp.
She would remove her fingers by raking it through my hair, which was already, it didn't hurt.
Oh.
But I knew, I'm like, you've taken
other
out some hair. No. Stop finishing my sentences.
Right.
I knew she had like strands of my hair in her fingers.
And was saving them to make a sweater.
Yes. Because anytime I do that, I'm going to have like a couple of strands.
Yes.
I have a lot of hair.
Yes.
And I was like, yuck. Like I wouldn't want. And she's got oil on her hands. Aww. And I was like, that's gross. So then I'm going to need you to hold my mic for a second.
Nice.
So then she starts to go with the breathing. She would do this thing where she would like rub her hands together.
Molly's rubbing her hands together.
And like,
like, and holding him over
me
herself
to send me energy or something that, right?
Bullshit.
So towards the end of the massage, she'd done some stuff in my hair, and then she does that right over my face, and like four strands of my own hair fall on my face.
The only way that's worse is if it's not your own hair.
Well, there was a time where a hair got caught on my on my finger, and I was like, that feels thinner than mine.
Oh, God. What's
and I don't like hair.
Fingers.
I like hair on a head, but I don't like it once it's
good
loose.
Good place for it. Sure. Loose hair.
So that was, and maybe this is my, I should have just immediately reached over and pulled the hair out, but there was something like my hands are under this blanket and I felt really I felt really self-conscious about like just removing the hair from my face. So I left it there.
You never feel self-conscious. You do stuff about feeling self-conscious that I've never experienced.
Yeah. Again, that doesn't mean you're right. It just means you're at the other end of the spectrum. We're both pegged in the other direction.
I remove hair from my face that isn't even there yet.
So I preemptively remove hair.
I shave immediately after shaving.
So it's one of very few, maybe I know I can think of one other time, but where I was like, I really want this massage to be over.
Oh.
Which is not a very fun feeling.
Like, how many more massages you got at that place?
Three, but I'll make sure
you should give that woman another shot.
I will not.
Three more shots.
I will not.
Oh, you're eliminating people.
I know, but I've seen enough good people there that I've
seen all good people turn their heads each way so satisfied.
Someone wants to know.
Who was that? Name that tune. Or name that group. Seen all good people turn their heads each way so
I know the song.
I'm on my way. And then a little guitar. Beep, 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 beep.
Can you give me a hint?
Yes.
What is it? Is it yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Who?
All right.
That's we're working on a yes who, who's on first thing about 70s rock bands.
We think we can make it better.
Yeah. It's who's on yes is what we're calling it right now. But yeah.
Someone wants to know if there's a Herschel Walker update.
Nah, we still don't know where. I think if it's gone, the update is that it's gone. So unless it turns up somewhere,
and we're doing
gone.
A big like clean out over the next couple of
so
weeks.
If so it
we
turns
may
up,
find
we'll report on that.
But
or
yeah,
we
I think
won't.
We got rid of it. Yeah.
But I do think it's gone at this point. You know, listeners / watchers can guess as well if they want, but they don't have to.
Can guess what?
Like when I was asking you to guess the thing.
Oh, right.
I'm sure other people knew that was yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, I think we're good.
Oh, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
There was one thing I wanted to bring up, but we'll just tease future episodes.
Okay.
Because the thing where you said, you know, people don't want to watch us having arguments.
Yeah.
But I said this to you last night. Molly is a very clever woman and very funny. And sometimes she's, in order to get some of that cleverness out of her, you need to kind of prompt her. So I notice sometimes, I realize that sometimes I try to aggravate her because she has very funny responses to me that I like. And so that's part of why sometimes I think I antagonize you, is that I'm hoping to generate some clever replies from you. You rarely disappoint in that department.
I think I'm clever all the time.
You are. But I think
you just
you're not mean
like,
all the time.
Oh, well, then that's what you like. It's not the cleverness. What did I say last night
clever
that was
and
very
mean.
Funny?
Mean and not clever is just mean.
Yeah.
You said something, the toothpick thing, or that's
no,
a different
that was
thing?
A couple nights ago. There's something last night. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you get a good one in most of the time. All right, folks, I'm going to turn off the audio. And again, I realize I was going rookie card. I was showing a Tim Raines rookie card. I'll show it one more time to the viewers. So when I said that, that's what was you were missing, which wasn't much. But again, we're always looking for subscribers on iTunes. I think that's the important thing.
Okay.
And if you're a subscriber on iTunes already and you want to see what we look like, we look exactly like that picture still, basically, that's up
oh,
on the thing.
Picture,
the picture.
Yeah.
But we're on Facebook Live, at least for a little while.
That picture is 10 years old, Joe.
Mal, gotta go from the audio. Bye, audio.